This week is World Week for Animals in Laboratories. Today, the group Florida Voices for Animals passed out flyers at the University of South Florida's Tampa campus in front of the main library and the medical library. Mindy Lasley is an attorney and member of Florida Voices for Animals. She said she wants to educate students about animal testing.
This is World Week for Animals in Laboratories to recognize the pain and suffering that animals in laboratories endure. And we're here at the University of South Florida passing out leaflets and information, just trying to educate the public and the students about the horrors of animal experimentation that are completely unnecessary in this day and age.
The outreach coordinator with Florida Voices for Animals, Nikki Benoit, said she hopes to provide awareness to these students.
It's really, at this point, very moot to continue to use non-human animals on human testing. I don't know the specifics for the process, but ultimately there needs to be tests conducted upon humans before an item can go on the shelf anyway. So why subject an innocent creature to needless testing? And for things such as cosmetics and household cleaners, it's an egregious practice that is more outdated than beneficial.
Mindy Lasley said that three of the most egregious abusers of laboratory animals are the National Institutes of Health, medical schools, and the U.S. military.
In terms of the military, they unfortunately conduct numerous experiments and tests on animals, and most of that is kept secret. They test radiation, they test biological weapons, they form lots of tests on animals, and dogs included. I'm not just talking about rats or birds.
Some cosmetics companies still test their products on animals, Lasley said, but there are alternatives to animal testing.
There's so many alternatives, such as in vitro research, autopsies, things of that nature, that can be done in lieu of animal experimentation. And the cosmetic companies, for example, and there's only a few at this point, that Maybelline, for example, L'Oreal, that still conduct animal tests, and they put the shampoo or whatnot in bunnies' eyes. And most of the cosmetic companies have realized that that's wrong and no longer do that, but there's still cosmetic companies, for whatever reason, find it necessary to do that, even though it's not required by law. So we're trying to raise this awareness to the public and to tell the public that this is what's going on. And I think that if people are educated, they would at the very least buy cosmetics from another company.
Lasley calls Johns Hopkins the worst among the universities, but there's even animal testing at USF.
There's supposedly they have ended live dog labs. However, and I don't know if they truly have or not. There's been some debate as to whether or not they're still doing it at some of the schools and the departments around here. So they do animal testing.
The opinions of students on campus differed on animal testing. Patrick Hernley, a first-year PhD student in music education, said he is opposed to testing on animals.
I disagree with all cruel treatment of any creature. I don't know, maybe it's an extension of something like ethnocentricity or egocentricity, that just because something isn't human, we seem to assign less value to that life form. You find that all the time, I think.
Samuel Shaer is from Sweden and studies at the English Language Institute at USF. He said he favors animal testing within limits.
Actually, I agree about animal testing because we can develop medicine, or we can stop diseases for a human if they coming disease for a human or something like that. But I don't agree about how to deal with animal, like kill them or, for example, a group of animal, 10 animal. Okay, we testing with 10 animal. We don't testing with 100 animal.
Several teenagers were on the USF campus for National Take Your Child to Work Day. Shaniqua is in the 9th grade at Jefferson High, Shantae is in the 7th grade at Davidson Middle School, Calexis goes to Van Buren Middle School, and Becky is in the 9th grade at Chamberlain High. They told WMNF their opinions on animal testing.
I think it's cruel.
I think it's pretty cool as long as they don't hurt them or anything.
I think it's wrong, because why would you test your stuff on animals where you could just find humans to, like, test it on? If they think that it has things that are bad in it, they shouldn't use it at all.
I think animal testing is wrong, because if they're going to make something for humans, they should test it on humans instead of on animals, because animals, they're too cute and too precious to be used for such things like this.
To learn more about World Week for Animals in Laboratories, visit WWAIL.org or FloridaVoicesForAnimals.org. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.